Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
You can't do nothing but get your roll on.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's a household name.
It's a vibe,
actually. Sound good?
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Let's go. Want to get that bad taste of losing to two games in a row to that team in Kentucky out of my mouth.
Dude, how do they lose two games to a team that's, what are they now, 11-26 on the year?
Hey,
come on, man.
7-3 their last 10. Guardians are only, like, I believe 4-6. That team's playing a lot better than you are right now. That's how.
Yeah, three in a row they've lost, four of their last five. Tito's back. That didn't make a difference today. Jose Ramirez goes down today, fouling a ball off his foot or something, stays in, gets a hit, and then is pinch run for and is going to get x-rays. I'll be honest with you. That's my bigger concern. Yeah, they shouldn't lose to the Cincinnati Reds two straight. And this was a homestand between the Guardians, the Reds, and the Tigers where you could get fat on. But I'm more concerned about Jose Ramirez, yeah. And hopefully there's nothing wrong there that keeps him out for an extended period of time, or that's going to be disastrous.
Well, he's been struggling from the plate himself, and the whole team's not hitting right now. It seems like when hitting is good and it's contagious and you're scoring runs like crazy, it's fine, and you still lead the league in RBIs. But when that batting average starts to, you know, go down a little bit, you start thinking about, okay, maybe I'm a little bit superstitious. Did you see he's wearing the medallion with his own picture on it for good luck? How's that working out?
I did not. I watched Tiger Woods golf today over the Guardians. I picked Tiger over the Guardians. They both stunk.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me at all. I don't expect much from Tiger Woods in the PGA Championship at Tulsa, Oklahoma. Did you see the price of beer down there? They're charging more for a beer at the PGA Championship than they did at this past year's Super Bowl. You believe that?
Really?
25-ounce Michelob Ultra is like, I want to say, $18 or $19. That's terrible.
What? You've got to be kidding me.
And it's 25 ounces. So, you know, if it's hot, I don't know what the temperatures were. I didn't watch any, but was it warm there today? It had to be kind of nice.
Yeah, it looked nice. Yeah, it looked nice today.
25-ounce beer on a hot day on a golf course. Going to taste like you know what by the time you get about halfway through.
No way. I wouldn't pay that much, first of all. And I ain't drinking 25 ounces in one sitting or, one purchase. Sorry. I can't drink it that fast. Give me the 12-ouncers, and then I'll go back for more. But that's a ridiculous price for that.
Yeah.
There should be an investigation on that.
You know
that's
what it
not
is.
Right.
They're trying to make you not want to purchase those beers. They don't want a bunch of, and I don't blame them. The way people have been acting lately at ball games, concerts, whether or not it's a musical act or a comedian, and you're seeing guys rush the stage, maybe they don't want them drinking, and I don't blame them. Can you imagine you get a bunch of drunk people out there and Tiger Woods trying to tee off? You know how upset he gets when somebody takes his picture.
Right. Yeah, you get the big, hey, four.
Give you
somebody
that look.
Screaming like Harry
Tiger,
Carey.
Tiger give you that look that'll melt butter. Shut up.
Yeah. Tiger didn't have a good look today. He started out well in his first five holes, and then JT. He's like me today out there. He bogeyed 7 of his last 12 holes, I think it was.
Yeah, well,
bad it was.
You kind of expected his second time out since that disastrous car accident last year. Did you see Bryson DeChambeau isn't playing either?
Mickelson's not there? Why?
Did you see DeChambeau broke his hammock bone?
Did he
it's
really?
The same thing I do. I'm like, how do you do that? But here's the thing. Broken hammock bone is one of those small bones basically in your almost wrist, between your wrist and the palm, okay? So if you break that bone in your hand, you saw when Jose Ramirez did it, and he missed, about 2 weeks, two or three seasons ago. How do you grip a golf club? I'm going to ask Jimmy Hanlon when we have him on later on if this is like one of those, okay, a couple of weeks off and he'll be fine, or is this going to have some lasting effects on a golfer and you're trying to grip that golf club?
You know who didn't have any problems gripping a club today and hitting it straight and putting it in the hole?
Who?
Rory McIlroy, man. Dude was smoking today. It was Rory, Jordan Spieth, and Tiger all playing in the same trio today. Smart by the PGA to do that. And Rory finished at 5-under, Spieth at 2-over, and Tiger at 4-over in that trio. And Rory was on fire, man. He had a drive like, I think it was 379 on a par 4.
It's nothing for these guys anymore. It's amazing. It makes you sick when you're a hack like us. Where are you watching this at? On your computer?
ESPN Plus.
What is that? What is that?
It's an app.
You can't get it on TV, can you?
This morning you couldn't. You had to get it on ESPN Plus. So you get the bundle. Brittany got the bundle of Hulu, Disney, and ESPN Plus or something like that. And so I was able to pull it up on my phone and watch it. Man, Rory was, right down the middle.
Yeah.
Right down
the middle. It's going to be like?
Right down the middle.
Okay, stop doing that. That's pretty disgusting. I have my headphones on. Every time you do that, it goes right through my I think what's going to happen, you're talking about these bundling services. I think eventually all of sports going to be pay-per-view. And I would be okay with that because as my – and I haven't cut the cable yet, literally and figuratively. I have not cut the cable yet. I still have DirecTV. Now, it's a satellite, but, it's still basically cable. It's still a basic service.
Right.
You're going to spend upwards and over $200 a month if you have any pay-per-views, meaning the HBOs and everything else. And if you have HBO, sometimes you get, sometimes you don't get the HBO Max. And if I'm already spending money on a sports package, I don't get ESPN Plus, but I get ESPN. If I wanted to watch this golf, I couldn't watch it. So, eventually, I think what's going to happen is they're either going to, A, price themselves out of the market, or, B, make it all pay-per-view. And if they do, I might be willing to go that route because I'm not ready, even though I've got two of my three TVs are smart TVs and I could probably watch it off my phone and beam it right to my TV. I'm not ready to cut the ties yet. I want my 3, 5, and 8. That's old school right there. 3, 5, and 8. 3, 5, and 8.
Very old school.
What are you watching? 3, 5, and 8. That's all we had. Sometimes WUAB.
Yeah, if you were able to pick it up, right? 43.
Yeah.
Turn that middle dial and then mess with the knob a little bit to zero in on that channel. And I would not have a problem with a la carte sports channels, right? If I want to watch just the Guardians games, you buy it a la carte. If I want to watch just the Cavaliers games, you buy. And by the way, I was listening to Hammy for the last two innings, right? As I was sitting here getting ready for the show, as that game was flying and it slowed down a little bit, but. Dude, he's struggling to say Guardians, too.
Could
just tell. Oh, yeah. And it doesn't sound right, And the Guardians, and it just doesn't come off. It's going to take a long, long, long time before I'm comfortable with that name, man. It just doesn't sound right.
It doesn't make it any easier when they play like crap.
Yeah. That's true. Would they have two hits going into the eighth inning, I think it was, and they lose 4-2 today. They're now 16-19 on the year. They are 4.5 games back of the first-place Twins as they are now in third place in the AL Central.
Right.
And you've got the crappy Tigers coming to town, but, hey, the way the Guardians are playing, let's hope they don't get swept by the Tigers coming to town tomorrow night with a 7:10 first pitch right here on WHBC.
Tigers 5-5 in their last 10. Anything could happen, and especially our pitching. Maybe our pitching has caught up to our lousy hitting right now because we expected a lot better pitching, but still, you can't go into these games and go through 7-8 innings and only score one run, and especially against the teams that are as bad as you. Let's put it that way. The Reds started off miserably, and we get that, and they traded most of their best players. But in the win column, they're only 5 games behind us. The thing is this. You're looking for home cooking. You've got to score more than one run in 7 innings. You know what I mean? You just got to – if you're going to play 500 ball, play 500 ball against those lousy teams too. Don't get swept at home by the Reds.
I told you I expected minimum 4-1 on this homestand against the two crappiest teams in baseball, arguably. And now that's not possible, and they have to win the next three just to play over 500
against the Reds. I expected 5-0, man. I thought you're going to take 2 from the Reds and then sweep Detroit. That ain't happening. Now, you're lucky if you go 3-2.
Yeah. All right, so we'll keep you posted on Jose Ramirez if anything becomes available on the x-rays of his leg or shin bone or ankle bone connected to the
knee bone. What time
is
it? Man, this is weird starting at 4.
It is.
So this would be 3:30. So now it's 4:30. We come back. We want to do? Talk a little NBA? What are you going to do?
Well, I think we didn't tackle it yesterday. We should today about Deshaun Watson and some of his deposition results that are out there, as well as, how about this, Joe Burrow backing Baker Mayfield. We have audio from a podcast on that as well. So let's talk Browns quarterbacks when we come back.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.
There's so much texting going on.
Hey, get your phone out and put our new text number in it.
Save it.
330-583-4591.